Welcome back to Now Playing on CHUO 89.1 FM. As I mentioned, I'm here with Pascal and Julien from Hot Shot Casino. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, pretty good.
Pretty good,
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks. I'm really excited that you guys were able to come out today. Now, today in particular is a pretty exciting day. You guys have released a new single.
Yeah, a new song.
Now, one of the interesting things about that, I guess, yeah, we'll just jump right into the single, called This City. And you guys are distributing it in a different kind of way. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, basically, if you want the song, you can go on our website at hotshotcasino.ca. And for free, basically, you can download the song. You just have to post it on your Facebook wall or Twitter account. And then you got a song for free.
That's pretty awesome. Now, I've seen that you guys have used Facebook, Twitter, even YouTube, and obviously your website a lot to really reach out to people. Was this sort of just an extension of you know, you guys being used to Facebook and Twitter and social media yourselves? Or you know, did you sort of put forth a concerted effort to say, hey, let's, you know, let's get our sound out there?
I think we're like communication nerds, especially Greg.
Yeah, and not enough bands do that anymore, like... I think it's interesting when...
Well, like, it's cool, like, to, like, not be in those kind of things because they're, like, so cool. But then, you know, at the same time, you know, whatever, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And so, get off the bandwagon.
Yeah,
but just, the it's bandwagon just having, is where it's
Yeah,
it's
having
it's
fun, I think. So, like, Greg loves Twitter, so he can go crazy on it.
Exactly.
I like to make movies, so I can have fun with YouTube. You know, Julien likes to play guitar, so he'll play the guitar.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's one YouTube clip that I saw on your Facebook page, Hot Tub Casino. Can you guys talk a little bit about where you got the inspiration for that from?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess one night, I don't know what we were doing.
We were with Greg.
We were having too much fun, basically. And we were just having variations of our name. We were like, oh, like, man, like Hot Dog Casino, like Hot Tub Casino. We were thinking all of these cool things, and we're like, okay, let's try to make a series and just kind of like use our name.
Go with that and
change it up.
Have some fun.
Well, let me ask you this: where did the name Hot Shot Casino originally come from?
Oh wow!
Well, basically, if you go on Google, you can write band name generators. And
no way, that's awesome.
Pick one of those.
That's incredible. I was gonna say, do you guys have an affinity for the Lakalimi Casino at all? Do you guys make regular trips there?
Yeah, the only casino that everybody wins.
Oh yeah, that's right.
There you go. Now, some more exciting stuff on tap for you guys too. Not only is there a new single out, now we were talking earlier, you have one EP out as well from last summer. And from that EP, you guys had a friend of yours remix one of your songs.
The remix is from another single we had, but from the EP we had a friend actually make a film for one of
there
our songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sky High Apple Pie.
Yeah, which the actual EP was kind of weird. Like it kind of like reflected our band chemistry, I guess, in a certain way. Like all the songs are very, I guess, different, and like they're done live. They're kind of rushed and everything. And back then we didn't really know each other. We just kind of played together. So it kind of reflects that. And at the same time, we're kind of happy with it in a certain way. So it's fun to have a visual for that sound now, too.
So talk a little bit more about the visual. Now, if I saw that you guys have actually entered the video, or the video has been entered in the Ottawa International Film Festival later on this month.
Yeah.
How did you guys get that connection?
We saw this ad on the internet, and then we applied.
It was that easy.
And,
that's incredible.
Gabriel Hébert. He pretty much helped us out with the whole video. Like, he helped us out so much. He basically made the whole thing happen.
Yeah, basically.
So, big thanks to him.
Yeah, we did the whole thing in about a day. So it was a lot of work.
Have any of you guys been involved in music video production before? Or is this sort of a first exciting
thing? I haven't,
no.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Now, as far as more on tap as well, you guys are doing a tour of Ontario and Quebec a little later on this fall.
Yep.
Have you guys done this sort of tour circuit before? Or
No.
Is the first thing?
No,
what prompted you guys to decide to go and hit the road?
Well, we used to have a van, and then we crashed it. And then we're like, shit, we can't really play anywhere anymore. So we just decided to, figured out that we could rent something
and then just go you know as many cities as we
ask
can
ask our parents if we can steal their car or something. We'll be playing in Toronto, Kingston, Quebec City, Trois-Rivières, Montreal, Gatineau, a little bit everywhere.
That's excellent. Now in Ottawa, you guys have obviously played several venues in Ottawa over the last two. You guys had about 2 years in the last 2 years that you guys
about
have been
every
together?
Every single one except the big ones. Except the nice ones. Yeah.
It's an impressive list. Now, and we were talking a little bit about this before, too. Because we were talking about Colorado, you guys have played with Colorado before, and there's an example of a band who, you know, started here and has moved elsewhere. But just cool. about the Ottawa music scene, and even more specifically, the University of Ottawa music scene. Because a couple of other bands, like the Balconies, who are now in Toronto, I mean, they all met here.
For the Mathematics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Of course, yes. Yeah. There you go.
I love those guys.
So there have been several bands that are not only, you know, met in Ottawa, but met here on campus as well. How has the campus, let alone the city, we'll talk about that in a second, but just the U of O campus, 36,000 students, how have, you know, how has that support been, and how have you guys sort of grown out of that?
Yeah, like, I think we really, like, I think people, I guess we like the people that are here. I don't know if they like us. I guess, you know, they probably do, but hopefully they do. I think there's just a really interesting mix.
Exactly. Everybody can always, like, find something they like, and hopefully
music's everyone's enough, open to it, too. Like, because everyone does their own thing, and as long as everyone's really open-minded, you know, to good music, regardless of what it is, then it's all cool.
And there's a bunch of places on campus that you can just go and play, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of venues.
Like, sometimes what we do is we go in front of Perez at the lawn there, and we just... We will jam there for, like, you know, 2-3 hours and just have fun. Or we'll go to Cafe Nostalgica and play there. Or we'll be in 1848 playing. Or, you know what I mean? There's a lot
Cafe
of these
Alt
places.
Everywhere, yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. With All Red, we played there. So, yeah, exactly.
Now, have you guys found that you've tailored your sound to the audience that you're, you know, that you're targeting, that you're catering to? Or what has influenced you guys as far as creating your... if you will, alt rock, if it's not been beaten too much to the death. Alt rock, indie rock sound.
That's a great question, because, like, we don't even know yet exactly what we're looking for as a band. Like, we're still every day changing our sound and trying to find what we really like, so...
Yeah, like, I mean, you know. if we look at this whole, like, single kind of world, which is, like... Which, like, artistically, you'd kind of, like, cringe a little bit because it's so, like, produced and whatnot. But at the same time, it's kind of like an exploration of who we are and what we want to do. And yeah, like some singles, like this one is three minutes.
This one is way different than everything
we've done.
We didn't
even think we could do that.
Exactly, but we did it, and I think it turned out pretty good.
Yeah,
so
like, nice, I think it's all about like trying these other sounds and then trying to get different people to hopefully like it. And then when we have this sort of palette, I guess we can kind of ask people if they want to go for a ride and do something more interesting, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where do you guys see yourselves going from here? You talked about, I mean, within Ottawa, we were mentioning just during the break earlier that there's obviously an incredible, not only music scene, but art scene in general here. And you guys are interested in doing some more collaborations. Yeah. Do you guys see your sound evolving even into the future? Is that sort of a goal of yours?
Definitely. Like right now, we've been like throwing around this idea of like, having more of a conceptual sort of album, which is, I guess, kind of like pretty cool to do these days. Some bands have been doing it and whatnot, I think it's more like having a whole feel throughout a whole album and not really maybe being limited to like having a verse, a chorus, and all these
things. Exactly, yeah.
You know,
and
or
even getting other people involved with the band, basically, like artists or anything, you know.
Yeah, because I mean, if we just, like when I was gone, I left for Senegal for a few weeks. We put this ad up for fun. To find a new vocalist for a band, and we actually got like over like 25 replies from just like people
a bunch of people are really
good at singing.
So this is awesome.
Yeah, this one girl, she's a great jazz singer, and like I've been writing this song, and I'm like, shit, I want to do a duet. Like I want her to be doing like this thing with it. So I think we're definitely gonna try to incorporate like a local artist, and maybe like do a show where there's like you know, local artists on every song or something like that.
Definitely.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
That would be really awesome. As far as recording and stuff goes, now you guys have just released the single today, The City. Are there more plans for putting more stuff together? Beyond the tour, obviously, but putting more stuff together in the future?
I mean, like, hopefully we can get something out before touring. We've been having this kind of crazy idea of doing this sort of song about these t-shirts and these t-shirts about these songs. This kind of like artsy thing with one of our friends who does this art and stuff. So this other concept thing. But if that does materialize, then we'll do it. If it doesn't, then I think we're going to be focusing a lot on writing
just
an album.
A couple songs or maybe an EP first and then...
Possibly,
Now from each of you, if there's sort of one goal or one milestone that you guys could reach in the next... year, 2 years or so. What could it be? I mean, individually, maybe Julian, if you want to start, if there's just one thing that you really want to see Hotshot Casino accomplish.
Well, basically for me right now is just, it'd be great if we could start at least getting really noticed in a couple cities, you know, and then we can just keep growing little by little in those cities. And also the big money shot, we're in that. So hopefully we can get through maybe the first round, get some money. So that would really help us out.
Yeah, obviously, like, financially, that's always an issue because recording is very expensive. I mean, you can do it yourself, but it's nice
you don't get the results.
Yes, yeah, it's nice to have someone else's input also on your recording. Definitely. And their sound and whatnot. For me, I mean, besides learning how to play guitar properly, I think, just, like, making music that I really like, you know, that'd be the most important thing for me, regardless of, I mean, hopefully people like it, but I really want to have something and be like, this is cool, like, I really like this, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I can.
That's true. Yeah. Definitely.
Now, with this single again, This City, you guys mentioned that it was a bit of a different sound from your last EP.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is this? I mean, again, you're just releasing this today digitally around the world. is this? I don't know. How do you guys feel about this? I mean, this is another great piece of work that you guys have put together, and is this one of those things that, as you were saying, Pascal, that you can kind of hold up and say, hey, you know, we've got something here. We're going somewhere.
See, I like longer songs because I can, like, really get into it and go on this sort of, like, musical journey. So for this one, it's kind of hard. But I guess at the same time, it's just different. Like, this song, like, Julian came up with this, like, riff. And then we're like, oh, cool. Like, this sounds cool. And then we sped it up. And then we decided to talk about crashing your van inside of it. And, like, like space.
So it's really, like, hard stuff. And it's, like, a punch in the face, basically. But
it's pretty nonstop. Like, there's not much breathing space in there. So, I mean, you know, you don't have much time to
think.
It's
a single, you know,
exactly.
Like, it's made a little bit more for the radio, I would say, probably.
Yeah, I mean, we're happy with it.
Definitely.
It's different, and yeah, it's cool.
Well, there you go. And the radio will be a perfect place to play it. If anybody wants to find out more information about you guys or the new single, where can they check it out?
You'd probably want to go on hotshotcasino.ca. If you didn't hear that, you could go on Google and write Hotshot Casino.
All in one word.
Yeah. And it's right under the online gambling sites.
There you go. We'll be sure to post up some links on nowplayingradio.com as well. Right here, right now on CHUO 89.1 FM, This City by Hotshot Casino.